You're listening to Empire of Rust, the first and greatest Transformers RPG podcast. Join the heroes of Cybertron as the last vestiges of Starscream's war take them to the far-flung colonies to defend the planet from distant threats and protect the Cybertronian Republic from the shadow of the Harmonium.
Welcome back to Empire of Rust, the first and greatest Transformers RPG podcast. I nearly messed up the line again. What's going on?
It was voodoo.
Season 3 has not been kind to me. So we kind of just blew past something a couple episodes ago, back on episode 112. And we neglected to mention it. And this is something that, Adam, this is your job to keep track of. Adam, tell us what we missed.
I'm not sure because, you know, I blow by a lot of things. A lot of things go by me really fast. But, oh, wait. Was it maybe the 5-year anniversary of our show?
Yeah.
Yay.
Woo. 5 years recording specifically. But yeah, 5-year anniversary. Everyone cheered except Pat. Pat has no interest.
I mean, I didn't really hear like a resounding cheer. Sorry, I didn't feel that I needed to jump on. I apologize. Do you want to do it again?
No, the moment it was
great rejoicing.
But yeah, we started this campaign on April 7th, 2019, 5 years ago. Well, not 5 years ago today, because we're recording in the past. But 5 years ago when you listened to this.
Yeah.
Yeah, wrap your head around that, listener. We're actually recording in the past.
Well, we're talking about the past.
Now, here's a big question.
No, we will not marry you.
Damn. Okay. Okay. That's fine. That's fine. That's fine. Let me just put all these rings away. Okay. How much longer do you think this campaign's going to go?
Right to the end.
Yeah, to the end's a good answer.
Seems appropriate.
To the end. Okay.
Until like one of us has like a psychotic break, I think.
I mean, it only makes sense.
Probably going to be you. You know,
if we
probably
start at the beginning, yeah. When we get to the end, we should stop.
No.
I mean, it could keep going so long as pretty much you're doing it. So, like, it's going to be, you're the linchpin on that one.
Well, I think from what I understand about plot is you probably have about, we're just past the 50% mark.
We're past that.
You passed the 2/3 mark, actually.
There we go.
Oh, really?
That's more like it.
Oh, wow.
I have 3 kind of like big story arcs like planned out, and this is the start of season 3. So this will be the last season.
Wow. So we'll level 20 or bust.
Nice. Level 20 yeah. Bust.
All right, everybody. Side quest like a motherfucker.
I have been trying. Okay.
Pat has been trying to get us off the rails since we started here.
ever since rail spikes.
This planet doesn't even have trains. It doesn't even have trains. How are we staying on the rails?
That would be a niche transformation, a train.
Well, there's a whole bunch of them.
Yeah, but it's even more niche than a building, really, because you can put a building anywhere there's an open space. You can put a train there, too, but it's really just a building with wheels.
Matt, what do you think? Magnum have any big plans for the next, like, well, not Magnum, but you, like, what are you looking forward to for the next year on this?
I don't know specifically. We've been sort of reacting to circumstances for quite a while at this point that it's been hard to make a big plan, long-term plans, you know? So
become a retirement home on Scarvex.
the old bots, the rusty bots home. I'm just curious what's going to happen next because we've been in this huge arc with Starscream and now it's over. So that's like, I know we have a mystery threat out there. So I'm really going to find out. I'm interested to find out what we're going to be up to our neck in, and no, probably fairly soon.
He thinks it's only going to be up to our neck.
I got a couple things planned that I think you're going to enjoy quite a bit. What about you, Adam? Because Sweet Spot had a part of his big story arc was also like the Starscream thing too.
Yeah.
You faked your own death and you got, you were right up against him there.
I'm not exactly sure which direction he's going to go. I mean, what was it? Starscream was a political roadblock for him, a big one, to say the least. But now that he's been removed, he didn't really want to become leader so much as just public servant and making sure the majority of the bots are, you know, safe and taken care of and have a future ahead of them. And this big threat that's coming down, that's going to be a hard one to overcome, I think. But once it is, I don't know what he's going to do after that.
And we talked a little bit too, because I wanted to figure out like what you wanted to do with Sweet Spot as you were developing like his story,
right?
And it's like you actually turned down like running again for leader of Cybertron.
Well, after I switched characters to Denizen for a while just to try one of the other classes, because all of this Transformer stuff was new to me. To begin with, and we saw a good spread of classes and whatnot in the first group. So I said, all right, for this upcoming season, I want to put Sweet Spot on the sidelines and bring in this other character. And you're like, cool, that's fine. How do we want Sweet Spot to go out? And we're like, you know what? Let's make this a big thing. So Sweet Spot was laying low, doing some undercover stuff while people thought he was dead. And some of the people that I talked to that were actually following the podcast, they were missing Sweet Spot. Mostly because I played Denizen like such an ass.
You're so a very good role player.
It was easy to hate her. So yeah, so I'm like, all right, well, I don't want to make him a political leader, because I think that would be more of an NPC kind of a thing where he'd be out of the story. So I decided not to follow that. Keep him in the spotlight, in the Sweet Spotlight.
You still got one big fan as Denizen, so, you know.
Yeah, all it takes is one, right? All you need is one.
Yep. Mike, how about yourself there? Like, Wildstrike's big story. I mean, you found out a lot of his backstory already and, you know, created like a lot of his story and his interaction. What are you looking forward to? Like, what are you hoping to do?
Yeah, well, I mean, I had a big arc already, and I took out Starscream, which was one of the things I was awesome. Looking forward to. So
huge.
I mean, that's right there. I don't know how I can top that.
Brought down a named character in the Transformers fandom, huh?
Right. Like that was the big one. So I mean, I'm pretty happy with what I've been able to do so far. So I got to really think about what's possible beyond that.
Just coasting from now on.
Yeah. Like, how can I get any better than that? Right.
There are the Seekers, of which you're a part, so they are now leaderless, effectively. So that is something that you could pursue.
Oh, that is an interesting idea.
Starscream was the air commander for the Decepticon forces, and he was like all of the Seekers reported to him. Now, granted, the Seekers as a subgroup are all very independent. You know, like they're told to complete a task, and then they do it. But you know, there is a hierarchy there, so that could be something you might want to look at or pursue.
Yeah, that's an interesting idea. I hadn't thought of that.
And what about you, Pat? You're kind of in the middle of like one of your big arc right now. So,
well, that's the thing. I figure like I don't really have much to think about for a little while because like we're in mine. but
in the thick of it,
if it doesn't lead with us like hunting down and exterminating the Fate Weavers, then that's next. You know,
nice.
I mean, like, I would really like to kill like something massive, like something that, like, when it falls down, like it makes the mountains move. Like, you know, I think that would be kind of cool.
Yeah,
but
like we just gotta find the biggest spider we can.
Yeah, like a titan, that'd be kind of cool. A fate titan, you know.
But where are we gonna find a shoe big enough to squish it?
I know, right?
Humongous.
I'm going to have to take a lot of mass shifts.
No. Maybe all of them.
God, Pat, you don't make this shit easy.
The next five levels, all you just take is mass shift every time.
If multiple characters with mass shift then became a combiner, would they then be able to multiply all their mass shifts as the combiner?
A combiner doesn't have an alt form.
Exponential growth. All right. Well, that's good to hear. It's good to hear that there's stuff that you're looking forward to in for the next year or so. And yeah, I think we're gonna get to all of it. I think so. But that's for the future. As of right now, you guys are in a swamp.
You?
Yes, we are.
Last time, right at the end, you noticed a bot that was kind of in rough shape, sitting in the water, and Magnum took him into his building mode, healed him up, and when we ended, he had asked you, "What's going on? Who are you people?"
Good afternoon. We are. My name's Magnum. That's Carapace. That's Wildstrike. That's Sweet Spot. You can't point right now, so nobody knows who he's referring to.
I'm Sweet Spot. How do you do? Good to meet you.
Hello? Where am I? The last I knew, I was in the Everglades.
You're still technically in the Everglades, though you're inside a structure. Structure foreman, to be more precise.
Yeah, he didn't even buy me dinner.
None of us did.
They never did. Yeah.
So what was your business here? It's like you got sort of chewed up.
Spit out?
Yes, I was attacked by, I don't know what they were. Some kind of animal things. Thank you. Thank you for introducing yourself to me, but it doesn't explain who you are or what you're doing here.
And we need to answer
you
why.
Where did you come from?
Beck, why don't you tell us why you're here? Person whose life we just saved.
You got a point there, you know.
Well, since you put it that way, my name is Fishface.
Stifling laughter.
What hands?
Pardon me. Pardon me. Just releasing some. Sorry. Gears. Grind. Closet problem. Damn closets.
It was the closets that got me.
No, we're not laughing at you. We're thinking of something fun we heard earlier. Way earlier.
Does his face look like a fish?
I don't understand what's so funny. I mean...
Well, I thought you weren't there for that joke.
Oh, can you share the joke with me?
Your name is ridiculous. that's what we're laughing at. Your name is ridiculous.
Anyway, fish face. Man, I'm
actually
saying that.
No, to be fair,
it's not the dumbest one I've heard recently.
Anyway, what, you were fishing here, Fishface?
No, I wasn't fishing. I live here, actually.
I suppose everything you do is fishing, right? I mean, whatever you do, it's a fish doing something, right? Sorry to interrupt, go ahead.
You did a life science on this guy already?
I don't think so.
You can go ahead and do a life science if you want.
This place is my home, so of course I'm fishing around here.
So when you said animals, are we talking like transformer animals or native animals?
You know, I'm not quite certain. They were large, though.
Also, you know that this guy is pretty small. This guy is like Pythagoras-sized, so...
Oh, right.
Anyone's going to feel large to him, but you get the sense that he means, like, bigger than Sweet Spot.
Right. 38 for life science.
This bot turns into a fish. A piranha spot, specifically.
Ooh, piranha spot.
Okay, I respect that. That's
a scary twist.
Think back to the 86 movie, those like little piranha bots that were in the water.
Oh my goodness.
Something like that.
That was trying to eat Cup while he was like stuck in the seaweed.
Yeah.
All right, well, you live here, but you're not familiar with what attacked.
No, it wasn't Cup, it was Hot Rod. Because Cup was being attacked by the squid. Sorry.
Right.
Sorry.
If you didn't correct yourself, we would have gotten a ton of emails.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen to this fucking noob.
You don't know that by now. You haven't been watching. So I asked him, I mean, it must be something that you're not familiar with. If you've lived here a while, then you must be familiar with the local flora. So if, or fauna. Is it flora or fauna, guys? Fauna. Fauna. Yeah, so it must have been something you're not familiar with. I assume. I mean, unless you just had bad at observing your surroundings.
Well, I mean, I might be, but I think I would have noticed a large eight-legged monstrosity before.
Eight-legged.
You just say eight legs?
Legs.
Yes, eight legs. Whatever it was hiding under the water. And as I came out, it attacked me. I didn't get a good look at it, but there were many, many legs on it.
From the nature of the injuries, can I tell if it was damage due to something metal?
Yeah, and I'm willing to give you that. Yeah, certainly. It feels like they were bites from, like, pincers. And if, you know, you're putting two and two together, you think that, yeah, it feels an awful lot like a, I guess, spider attack.
An amphibious spider.
And the amphibious spider attack. And yeah,
did he have any venom in his system?
He did not.
Question. So technically, like, when Transformers kind of fall down and we don't die, like, he could have been here for years and someone just found him, right?
True.
Or did this just happen? Like,
how many
with
cycles
that
ago?
Life science check and with the medicine checks before, I'll give you that the injuries look fresh. There's no rust or weathering on the wounds. So you think that it has been a fairly short amount of time.
I guess it's are there signs of a struggle in the mud?
There are no signs of a struggle in the mud, no.
And there wouldn't be for long if there were.
Yeah, exactly true. Well,
are there others of you? I mean, fish face, you're a piranha. You guys don't tend to do things alone.
I'm the only actual piranha bot around here. There may be some other Transformers, some other Cybertronians living in the swamp, but I haven't seen any. This is just a good place to get away, you know?
I think Carapace can understand that.
So you're hiding from something. Got it.
There's just so much movement and so many beings on this planet. It's hard to find some place where civilization has not encroached on natural land.
I can resonate with that.
What's wrong with civilization? Civilization is great.
Well, nothing's inherently wrong with that, but if you don't want it, then it can be troublesome.
That it can.
Yeah, driving really fast doesn't mean anything if you can't stop occasionally.
Well, there won't be much driving going on around here, and I'll gesture to all the swamp and mud and water and trees.
I know, it's kind of nice, isn't it?
Tell me.
And he looks at you, sweet spot.
What has your civilization gotten you?
It's gotten me faster, in a word.
This sweet accent.
Well, that I picked out from the voice box, though. I just fell in love with it, and I can't imagine not having it now.
Imagine going voice shopping.
You don't want to hear what I sounded like before I got the sweet ass voice.
This changes everything I knew about Sweet Spot.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, my first name was Squawk Box.
Fishface will look back at your sweets.
And going fast is important to you.
Oh, it's everything.
Everything.
Is the
everything.
Doctor in?
All right.
As long as we live, we are race, and as much as we get accomplished, imagine if we got things accomplished in half the time. How much more can we do with the time we have? It is incredible to think about, and I just love being successful at a great rate of speed.
But isn't it also beneficial to slow down and
occasionally
stop?
A pit stop is required, yes. Although I can't imagine this really doing the trick for me. If it's for you, then that's fine. A lane for every speed is what I say.
They're Velocitronian. They kind of fetishize speed. It's a thing.
Ah, and you, my big friend, you are a Yukaran as well, aren't you?
Yeah, I agree. This is pretty nice. It's refreshing.
What can you tell us? Is there anything else you can tell us about this thing that attacked you, though? Or anything else leading up to it that was unusual? Strange bots in the woods? Or anything else like that?
I felt like I was being followed at times, but I never saw anything. I heard strange noises as I was swimming around, and odd ripples in the water from creatures that should be much smaller. Yes, just nothing identifiable. Just a lot of odd things.
I'll look to Carapace and say, cloaking?
Short of him showing us where he lived, I don't think he's going to tell us anything. I mean, if this thing is sneaking up on him, then it's going to be sneaky. So I think we should move on. Unless you happen to know the location of Swampstone.
Swampstone?
Yes.
It's a familiar name. You're not the first bot to have come by here looking for a Swampstone. He seems to be a popular fellow.
Was the previous one a crocodile? Kind of look like this. turn around and show the shoulder.
Yes, that's exactly right. I see he met an untimely end.
Yeah, he had a cover.
Maybe more timely than it seemed.
He was a bit of a blowhard, wasn't he?
Yes.
I saw him maybe the first time he came to the swamp. He trounced around and punched a lot of trees. But I don't think he ever found what he was looking for.
I mean, he had to make a wooden pickaxe, so you gotta start somewhere.
That's a Minecraft joke.
A little out of our wheelhouse there.
Well, punching trees.
Well there, pal. Just stay and be careful then, because obviously there's sinister forces at work in this swamp. But hopefully we can get rid of some of them. We'll see.
Yes, other than this thing, was there anything like super dangerous that stay away from the, because it'll get you?
Swamp Kraken.
I hunt that kind of stuff. Yeah, Wolf Kraken. Is that what you said?
Wolf Kraken. Wolf Kraken is even more terrifying.
That sounds like a heavy metal band.
Yeah, I know, right? It's like a... Like Scylla, I think, is kind of like a Wolf Kraken, if you think about it.
Yeah.
Scylla and Charybdis, you know?
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know. I don't particularly think there's anything incredibly dangerous. I mean, it is a swamp, so, you know, there's going to be animals and everything around here. I don't imagine they would be too difficult for four capable bots such as yourselves.
Yeah, but what about us?
Self-deprecation. I can appreciate that.
I think we have found the only fish with a psychology degree.
Right. I don't know. It seems kind of fishy to me.
So do you charge by scale?
Yeah, something about this really stinks. All right, well, maybe if we're in this area again, we'll drop you a line.
God,
myself. On the scales of good and bad, I'd say that was right in the middle.
Are you sure? Because you can't change your mind. We won't accuse you of floundering.
Okay, I'm going to mute myself for a little bit.
Oh, we can do this all day.
Let's not.
Well, yes, that's why we're here. It's just for the halibut.
you did that on purpose. I know, technically a mammal.
I love it. All right, I'll transform back, and he's
hey, hey,
on,
we're so. Still in here.
You do this every time. Come on.
All right, everybody out. Magnum's had enough of us muddying up his floors.
I guess it's a better place to stay than the middle of the swamp, and we do need to recharge. All right, I guess we'll move on if that's everything he wants to say. I mean, looks like he's just a local resident who ran afoul of those.
I don't think he ever answered the Fate Weavers question, are about.
He? Yeah.
He ran a spider, not ran afoul.
Would you four mind if I tagged along for just a few? I am a little leery about walking around here by myself. The thing that attacked me could still be around.
Oh, let's hope so.
Sense motive. Sense motive.
Which way is your home?
Northeast of here.
Okay.
35 sense motive.
You think that the statement that he said is accurate? He doesn't seem to be lying or anything like that, but you do get the sense that something else is going on. Maybe he wants to be around you guys for an additional reason other than just safety. But you do believe that the safety motivation is true and accurate.
Probably wants to make sure we don't cut down any trees or anything like that. All right, that's fine, yeah.
What is he, like a Lorax or something?
Yeah, I'll just make sure to keep my sensors open to transmissions, so if he tries to communicate with anyone outside of this group, I'll know about it.
Okay. Yeah, you can certainly do that.
Well, welcome aboard there, pal.
So the plan is to continue searching for Swampstone?
Yes.
So I've broken up this map into like larger sections. This is not a 5-foot by 5-foot gridded map. This is like each section is like probably a square mile or so. So you guys can move around just however you want within these sections outlined in red. And as you move from section to section, I might have something that's going to happen. Something might go on. I may ask you to make some skill checks. But as you move from place to place, I will go ahead and have you do something accordingly. Just do not move beyond the red marked lines until I actually tell you.
Northeast it is.
Based on the area we know we have to search, are we in the center? Are we in the sort of the south corner? Or
you're definitely on the southern side.
Okay. All right. So we want to head north something. So northeast is good. I'll ask Fishface, hey, do you have any friends that live here? Or is it just you or any pals?
But I am the only sentient one here.
Yeah. That sounds like that needs a follow-up question.
There are some of my piranha, but, well, I don't want to say friends, because we don't really have friends in a piranha bot school. But there are some other piranha bots here, so you'll just have to watch your step in the water.
Yeah, so...
Oh, good.
You seem to be the high professor of piranha bots. If you don't mind my asking how you got so educated compared to considering you're basically saying your compatriots had animal intelligence from what I can gather. They're just animals, right?
Yes, that's right.
You're not an animal.
I don't view myself as an animal.
Well, of course
any
not.
Any more than you yourself would view you as an animal.
Exactly. So why are you not?
As far as exactly why, I couldn't tell you. I had the good fortune of meeting many bots on Eucharis that could transform, and I think I happened to be near them and listened while they spoke, and I was able to learn. I think all of the piranha bots that are around here could do the same if they took the time to learn. But they are piranha bots. As you can imagine, bots tend to stay away from them.
Yeah, but that's an interesting possibility. If we could maybe put them in an environment and throw books at them long enough, you know, we'd have a pen full of murderous psychologists.
Are you saying that you're some sort of a vegan piranha bot? You never get the urge to eat others?
Well, I'll say that I do have to sustain myself.
And as soon as he finishes this, he kind of licks his lips.
So that's what happened to the end table. Oh dear.
Go ahead and make a sense motive.
I think I know why he's following us. I think he's hoping that if one of us dies, he'll be able to eat us.
Or we'll kill something big and then leave the body behind.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, this is an entire, like, sub-equal.
That's actually pretty likely.
Does that. Yeah.
So, 36 sense motive for Magnum.
It is completely performative for a sweet spot's benefit.
Really?
Oh, he just did it to make him feel uncomfortable? That's okay. I'm starting to like this guy.
All right, I like this guy. Yeah. You know what? I'm betting I could put together a fish tank inside the building sometime.
Planning on inviting him back?
For a longer
time. Anyone who makes a sweet spot uncomfortable.
Is welcome in your house? All right. Yeah. I see how it is.
You guys can go ahead and move your tokens to the next section if you want.
All right. Check for tracks or anything like that, or signs of anybody passing through.
I want you all to give me a survival check.
Independently?
Survival.
Yep, all independently. Don't forget that these sections are like square mile sections, so this is not just like a one check thing. This is like you as you're walking through the entire area.
I have a 25.
I have a 25 as well.
Pass and pass.
I have a 26.
26, pass.
That is a 25. I'll take it.
Wow. Three 25s and a 26.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty standard pretty amazing, for a roll 20.
Yeah.
Mike, is Wildstrike, is Nyko out or is he on you?
Yeah, I figure he'd be out for now.
And did you roll for Spiral for him?
Yeah, you get a 6.
Okay. Probably because of his size, he gets entangled in the in all the undergrowth on the swamp. Go ahead and make me a strength check for Nyko.
Okay. If he's getting tangled, I'll pick him up.
Yeah, yeah.
He got a 4 for strength.
Yep. Yeah, he's entangled. So minus 2 AC is for entangled in a Starfinder. But over the course of this area, if you want to like pick him up and have him riding your shoulder, that's fine.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. If he's having trouble progressing through this area, then I'll just pick him up.
Yep, he definitely had trouble on that on this one here.
Yeah.
Yeah, boss, I can't get through. I can't get through. The vines, they're getting. They're pulling me under. Oh, my God, they're pulling me under.
He falls to the ground, and he's in, like a foot and a half of water. He's, like, raising his arm above it.
Little John.
I'm drowning, boss.
Yeah.
John.
I can't swim.
I'll call you John Little.
Aren't you being a little bit over dramatic? I mean, really, it's just some. Oh my God, is that a mud spot on my side panel?
You don't understand, sweet spot. There's bugs in here.
It doesn't matter. Would you look at this? This is going to leave a mark for days.
Good Lord. He reaches like behind him. He picks up like a giant like like just a giant insect like off his back.
I'm gonna turn into a beetle. It's not often that I get to be in an environment where I can actually, you know.
And I'm sure that makes them all kinds of nervous, seeing a bug that size.
I do have extra legs, but not. I don't have eight. I have six.
Yeah. boss, you keep me out of that filthy water.
Yeah, you just stay with me. I'll keep you out of that.
Did you know there's bugs in here?
Dirty water.
I did not know.
He opens up like one of his like compartments, and just like a big dragonfly flies out.
My goodness.
Love Nako. All right. Where you guys want to go next?
All right.
I'll go north.
Yeah, it's like a lot of undergrowth to the east, so let's head north.
I'll be, you know, scouting ahead. Like, you know, I'm much more comfortable in this.
All of you are moving forward into the next section, so go ahead and give me a survival check on this one.
17.
Okay.
That's
probably one of the lowest rolls ever, huh?
That's the lowest I can go.
Wild Freak at 22, Nico got a 1.
I'm less concerned about Nika now that he's on your shoulder. But okay. If he was walking on there, that would have been a.
He just keeps one. Like his head just keeps spinning, being like, "Wait, aren't we going that way? Like, aren't we?" It's like, no, like literally, do you not see our footsteps? Like, we literally walk from there. Like, you know, it's like, no, like, are you sure? Like, I swear to God,
isn't northeast back that way?
I got myself a 21.
21, okay.
I got a little 11.
And an 11, okay. Let's see here. So, both Magnum and Carapace are having some difficulty getting through the section.
A little help, guys. My shoes are stuck in the mud.
Like a little low pressure in your tires, is it?
I mean, if you want to climb on my back, you're welcome to. I am large sized as a beetle, so.
I'll climb up on his back. Why not? I'm no doubt Carapace can wield me with ease. That means there's a stack of three characters, basically.
Got room for one more up there?
Technically, yes.
All right, I'm on.
Maybe Magnum needs to transform into Pythagoras for a little bit of size. Or a little bit
that's actually probably a good idea. I'll change into Pythagoras with Magnum hat, and I'll just sit on your shoulder. Just imagine the entire party just on top of Carapace, wandering around and trying not to tip over.
I haven't rolled low on a survival check yet, but I know it's coming. So I'm just fine with climbing up on Carapace.
That's fine.
That's right.
That's fine.
So you wanted to check out southeast of here, there, Carapace?
Yeah, I was going to go here. So did we find anything?
Nothing unusual in this section.
Okay.
But Fishface will point out that...
This is the river I was attacked in. I don't remember exactly where. It might have been further east or... even to the west, I'm not certain. But this is where the attack happened.
The one in front here, or the one over here?
The one in front, like heading to the north.
Okay.
So that little gray strip, that's the river?
Yeah, and don't forget, it's a swamp.
It's much
so
bigger than it looks here.
Yeah.
It is moving, so it is still technically a river, but it is very, very slow moving.
Are any of us actually buoyant?
I would say no, because, you know, robots.
Yeah. Like, well, you know, there's Ro in the word robots, you know. Like, robots and robots sound kind of the same.
Ro, your bot.
I believe there is a difference.
A W?
A.
All right. And you said, so what's the next section you want to go to?
West.
So you want to head west and a little bit south, because there's an area here you have not really explored. So yeah, let's go ahead and reveal this one.
Are your sensors telling us anything there, Magnus?
Presume not. Any energon sensors or anything else kicking off? Anything else unusual?
No, nothing in this upcoming area, nor in the area that you're leaving from.
Nothing yet.
It will
require
a survival check as you're heading into the section.
What about the passengers?
18.
I'll say that the passengers do not.
Can we aid?
But you're also. Yeah, I'm fine with the passengers not having to do it. But in the end, you're not really watching for much of it either. So it's you're kind of just along for the ride at that point.
Well, they could be watching. Hey, look out for that quicksand.
Well, it got away. It's very fast.
You see that tree over there? No, I'm actually looking at my feet right now. But thank you.
All right, so those who did survival, what did you get?
16
and 18. All right. You actually managed to get this area pretty easily. It's mostly just water with little undergrowth, so it's sloppy going. Nyko is like, oh my god, boss, you're sinking. You're sinking, boss. Look at that. And like, you sunk in about 3 inches.
God, it must be so bad to be such a small robot.
Are you purposely going under all the tree limbs that are hanging low?
I wasn't before, but...
Damn it. Well, I would prefer that you didn't. Just so that you know, you're aware. Mm-hmm. And he's heading right for one.
Bong. Helps keep time. Bong, 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 bong. North to
north. The metronome.
Northwest.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The group of you head to northwest into the next section here. Go ahead and give me a survival check in this new area.
There we go. 32.
Both of you passed that one. Not a problem. You hear a couple of sounds from the north, but then you quickly realize that it's just some of the local animals. Probably a crocodile or an alligator, whichever is appropriate for this environment.
That'd be alligator.
There used to be a crawligator ahead.
Crawligator?
Crawligator.
Like crab. Like...
You know,
so
the
fish
swamps.
Face, if you follow this water, sorry, go ahead. Yes.
You know, the swamp isn't all that bad. You know, from up here, it's actually kind of nice. Not saying I'd like to build a summer home here, of course, summer. But you know, the trees are actually quite lovely.
Right. As if on the here.
End quote.
Get attacked by an RUSs.
Yep.
So I ask Fishface, hey, if you follow the river, where does it go?
Does it go through the whole Everglades? Or?
This particular river, if you follow it to the northwest, will eventually open into the Gulf of Mexico. So that way.
Oh.
Northwest.
So that way,
so we're down there. Okay.
So that way is kind of heading out of the swamp, or out of the larger parts of the swamp.
Swamp.
I don't suppose it could roll a mysticism check to say if I was a magical swamp stone, where would I be?
I'm willing to let you do a survival for that one though.
Can I do that as well?
Yeah, go for it.
The hat crossed my mind.
So good.
31.
14. Swamp stones, there's swamp stones all over the place. Look at them. We're tripping over them.
You think that swamp stones could be right under your feet, Magnum. You have no idea.
No.
In fact, is this rock a turtle shell? Carapace, you know that he's probably going to want to be in a little bit further, like into in a lake or something like that, or even just like a really large pond or something. You think that and especially if he went here to get away from, you know, like from civilization, get away from society, he probably is you know, kind of nice and deep into the swamp.
All right,
you're probably looking for a larger lake versus a like a river.
Do you know where any lakes are? Fish Face, if that is your real name.
It seems
it
like
must be
Mike,
my real name.
Excuse me. Closets again.
It seems like Mike purposely named him Fish Face to prevent Magnum from messing up his name.
Well, I noticed done, that. Yes, Matt hasn't gotten the name wrong once yet.
There's nowhere to go.
I know. It's
doesn't
like,
get any,
any
doesn't
worse
get
than
any
that.
Sillier.
Yeah.
What's it called? Fish cake.
Cake face.
Nice.
Yes, there's actually several lakes around here. There are two to the east of where you found me, and one to the northeast of here.
That might be the first one to check.
Yep, let's go east and north.
Northeast, baby.
So as you break through some of the undergrowth here, you actually get to the southwestern shore of a fairly large lake.
Ah, bingo.
And that is when you notice some rustling in the trees to the northwest of you.
Damn it, Russell, get out of the trees.
I want all of you to roll for initiative.
Damn it, Russell.
Initiative. Oh, natural 20. I'm in my element today.
I got a 5.
So par for the course for Magnum.
13.
18.
Good spread initiatives today.
I would say not. I'm in disagreement there. I should be going first, but I'm glad I'm rubbing off on Carapace. And that's just because I'm riding on his back.
What are we talking? Nice. What did I say to you about rubbing me off?
I said I was rubbing off on you.
Mm. Ew. Yeah, that's even worse.
Hot dang.
Carapace, you are leading us off. So you heard a rustle in the trees to the tree to your northwest. Give me a perception check.
Perception check. That is an 18 plus my rank or my skill, so that is actually a 32.
Beats the stealth on the other one. There is a second something in the tree to your southeast.
No.
Southeast? Ah, right there.
And I will reveal a little bit of this other section here just so you can see that tree.
Oh, I don't like that.
Okay, Carapace, you're up. What are you going to do?
I'll stay in this form right now. I'm going to move this way and pretty much make an aggressive motion towards that and be like, what do you want?
And you hear this kind of this hissy, kind of raspy voice.
Oh, okay.
For you to die.
Awesome. That simplifies things.
No ambiguity there.
I'm sorry. I'm having trouble following all the eyes. Are you looking at me, or are you looking at him, or are you looking at him?
I think
can I make an intimidation check?
And leave the small one so we have a snack for the ride home.
I believe they're talking about you, Magnum.
Well, slap my face and call me Nancy.
Kang!
Nancy.
All right, Nancy, what are you going to do?
Damn it.
Can I make an intimidation check as part of that, since I didn't attack?
Sure. Go for it.
15,
standard action to do it?
Yep, 15 plus 16. That is a 31.
10 plus your opponent's total intimidate skill bonus, or 15 plus 1.5 times the CR.
Whichever one is
better. And with a 31, you said 31?
Correct.
Yep, that does make it.
And but for every 5 that it beats it, it lasts for another round, so just keep that in mind.
So this poor little spider bot here is shaken.
Not
but
stirred.
He's not stirred. Sweet spot. What you gonna do?
Since I was on Carapace, I am going to do a jump flip over it and land behind it and make an attack.
Yeah.
And I will start
you
off
have
with
to do an acrobatics check.
Of
to
course,
do that.
That is expected. If we do a flip 6 on 2, we can score.
Oh, that was a good reference.
Thank you.
And the fact that you're jumping off of a giant beetle is actually even better.
Yeah. What? Come on now.
I was
that's
just
an
saying,
18.
Roll a one. Oh. Well, the thing, it is still an 18. Oh. It is still an 18. It was not an automatic fail for skills.
That's not going to be enough for these ones here. Sorry to say.
So just being super gross.
Yep. So it's a cool move. You flip over, but the spider was expecting it and is going to raise up some of their spinnerets. Not spinnerets, their legs. I'm not calling them a spinneret. Those sharp legs, and try to take a poke at you. How does a 26 grab you?
26. That would be a no. Normally, it would be a 29. But because I was in motion, that's going to be a 33. So that would be a no.
All right.
Nice.
Nicely done. Okay. Yeah, the spider tries to swing at you and misses.
I will follow that up with an attack.
Do it.
Micro serrated arm blade as a long sword.
I'm glad that you did that. I do.
I was against it for the aesthetics, but I think I'm liking it. That would be a 17 with Carapace's plus 2. That would make it a 19.
And it is shaken. I can't remember if shaken has something to armor class. Probably not.
Minus 2, I think.
If it does, it's a minus 2, but that is not going to do it for a KAC against this thing.
Or at least I also offer up a flank to my fellow combatant.
Nice. That is you. Okay. Well, this spider down here is... Well, she knows what's up. You can see the the writing on the tree here, as it were. And
riding on the tree. Riding on the tree.
She's going to take a guarded step back.
Difficult terrain.
I believe she can actually get through that because of all of her limbs.
That's my
double checking. Yep, she can.
You can't cheat like I do.
Yeah. You can't cheat like I do.
Isn't that a Filter song?
cheat like I do. So this one is going to shoot some webs at you, sweet spot. If I recall correctly, spell-like abilities do provoke on if they're doing it right next to you, so I will give you the provoke on that one.
Yay! I
can take a swing.
When yes. I am a large beetle, I don't threaten 2 squares out, do I?
I think it's only as a robot.
Okay.
You're one of those things. You're a big long.
Yep.
A large long. And you're also low on the ground and long.
Yeah, I'm very difficult to like reposition, prone, trip, bull rush.
All right,
so that's the case then.
Whoa, man! I didn't say you could attack Wild Strike.
I am going to attack that guy. And I'm going to get...
Do it.
A terrible roll. I got 11. 11.
On the die?
No. I got a 4 on the die. 11 altogether.
Oof. Man. Nearly max damage just to put the boot in it.
I know.
Yeah, I know. Damn you, roll 20.
That would have been awesome. That's a blade strike.
No, that's not going to do it.
Nope.
All right, sweet spot. So, all right. So, yeah, miss on the attack of opportunity. So it is going to shoot its webs at you. Go ahead and give me a fort save, please.
You? Fort save, not a reflex save? All right.
Nope.
All right, all right, all right.
Fortitudinous.
Fortitude it is. I got myself a 16. Pretty impressive for a guy like me.
Yeah, except still not enough.
Oh, man.
You are pinned and staggered for 1 minute.
A minute?
You can make, you can use a standard action to make an acrobatics or a strength check to get out of the webs.
Nope, this is my life now. A minute is an eternity.
It really is for Velocitronian, isn't it?
Yep.
Which will crack first, the web or his mind?
This is like that time when Dr. Doom turns Storm into a statue, you know, and she's claustrophobic. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's see here. Wild Strike, I also want you to make a save.
I don't want to.
Well, okay then. You forfeit your save. Fortitude save, please.
You're better at these than sweet spots.
30.
Oh, dumb. Man. All right. Okay. So on a successful save, you are just flat-footed for 1 round.
Awesome.
That's a nasty ability.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Of course, he's still flat-footed because he hasn't acted yet, so it doesn't matter.
Fair enough. All right, Wild Strike, you're up next. A giant spider just ran into you and tried to shoot a web at you.
Yeah, I'm going to have Mako transform.
Oh, God, boss, it's all over me. It's all over me. No, I'm fine. Okay, let's do this.
Come on, Michael, let's take care of this.
Oh, you done fucked up now. He transformed.
Have him transform and then fire.
Do it.
Attack. 33 to hit.
That's it.
23 sonic damage.
All right, I'm okay with that. You still got a move action if you want to do something with it?
No, fine.
Magnum, it is your turn.
All right. Well, Pythagoras is going to target the spider bot that's trying to bite Sweet Spot right now, since he's a little more trouble than Wild Strike. They have to make a fortitude save. Let's see, where's my...
Both of these guys got to make a fortitude save?
Yep, just the spidery. Spider.
Got an 18, I'm going to save.
Fail. Yeah, they lose their class AC bonus. If they're low bearers, they detach, but they're probably not. And you take a full action to readjust their armor.
I gotta adjust myself here.
And then,
Let's see.
Magnum is gonna jump down as. Well, Pythagoras is gonna jump down, but he'll transform as he jumps and lands on the ground next to Carapace. He'll take one, pull him whip out his hand cannon and shoot at the spider in the east that he just sapped.
The spider?
The one that you just hit next to Sweet Spot, correct?
Yep.
Okay. Do it.
I rolled a 12. Oh boy. Probably still not good enough, even without the armor.
Even with the reduced AC, it's not going to do it for you.
Yeah. All right. I gotta stick to weapons that don't require actually hitting things.
Nice. All right, Garapus, you're up.
Okay, I'm feeling primal right now, so I'm gonna move up here, and I'm just gonna take a bite out of crime.
Ooh.
Oh! Natural fucking 20.
Oh, man.
With a bite.
Well, that's a hit.
I just imagine a dog with a chew toy angrily shaking it.
It squeaks too.
I got giggity damage.
Woo! Seems like a lot.
I got 69.
Sounds sexy. Yeah.
69. That's what I'm saying.
Sexy.
Giggity damage. Yep.
Giggity.
Nice.
That is
done.
Piercing and bludgeoning damage as I bite down. It's been a while since I've been able to just bite someone like that. Actually, I've never bitten someone like that.
That was a big hit. Still up. But mm-hmm. you can see that it's not happy. Not happy about that at all.
I just got to roll 10d6.
Sweet spot. The minute is not up, but you are, your turn's up.
All right, what can I just roll?
You can roll acrobatics or strength check.
Yep. I know which one you're going to do.
Yep. I bet we all know which one I'm going for. I'm going to show off my strength.
Not going to lie, even with your acrobatics, you might not hit this one. It is a pretty high DC.
Challenge accepted.
But I think if anyone could, it'd be you.
How does this grab you? 24.
24 is not going to do it.
All right. How about this one? 24.
Also 24.
All right, come on, roll 20. I was trying to make a joke, and roll 20 made the joke right back on me.
Yeah. 24s in a row.
It's like, oh, you wanted fate? Okay, there we go.
Damn it.
All right. Well, you're just going to have to try that again next time.
All right, dogs and spiders are both my...
back to the spiders on here. Let's see. The one next to you, Wildstrike, knows that it's not going to try a web against you again. Saw how useless that was. So he's just going to try and claw you.
I'm assuming fish base has gone into high, has become scarce.
I don't see him on the map.
Yeah. I will say that you can, I'll give you a perception check on your turn if you want to track him down, but yeah, you don't see him right now. Do I want to do a full attack against you, Wildstrike?
If you want to miss twice, sure.
Apply cold liquid.
Let's see here. So, first one's 34, second one's 28.
Okay, so you missed one.
26 points of slashing damage to your wild strike.
26?
Mm-hmm. Do I want to have the other spider do the same thing, sweet?
Well, you can either that or you can rearrange his armor.
Yep. Yeah. I'm going to guarded step out on the opposite side. Actually, you know what? I'm going to take a guard step to the opposite side of Sweet Spot. Try to use some sweets as some cover from Carapace.
Can't see him anymore.
We'll call him the Sweet Armor.
Swarmer.
And I will just take...
I know it's meant as a bit of an insult, but I'm kind of taking pride in that. Sweet Armor sounds awesome.
And I'll take one swing with the claw at Sweet.
Go ahead and hit me with your bit. Ow!
Damn it. That's going to be a 26 against your sweet, but don't forget you are pinned. So I think that will actually reduce your...
Is it no dex?
I believe so. Do pinned is... You can't move, you're flat-footed, and you take penalties to the same attributes as for grappled, but the penalty is -4. And the penalties for grappled is you can't move, take two-handed actions, -2 to AC, most attack rolls, reflex save, initiative checks, dex-based skill and ability checks, and you cannot make attacks of opportunity.
That's horrible.
That's better than not. Better than losing your dex, then.
Yeah, in your case, anyway. It's plus, it's a net 6. It's -4 plus -2.
Yep, so, we're talking about the 22 is what I'm looking at. So, yeah, that'll hit.
All right, and 24 points of slashy damage to you.
24?
Mm-hmm. All right, sweets. So this spider is going to do you some good damage on this one. That is going to be 24 points of slashing damage.
Oh, come on now. You know the only good damage is the damage I'm given, not the damage I'm taking. All right. I guess I'm still alive.
And we'll see you next time.
Oh.
Dead spiders. In the-
This one is getting- From the secret files of Teletran 1, Empire of Rust is written to GM by Michael Ordway. Detective Magnum and his partner Pythagoras are played by Matthew G. Ambassador Sweetspot, Councilman of Velocitron, is played by Adam H.U. The Decepticon Target Master, Wildstrike, and his partner Nyko are played by Mike M. And Carapace, the Beast Warrior of Primitive Eucharist, is played by Patrick Finn. Additional characters are played by Michael Ordway, Brandon Ouellet, and Charlotte Chapman. Outro narration by Derek Bixby. Empire of Rust is supported by the humans and networks of Planet Earth, whose online networks provide access to libraries of sound effects and music such as Storyblocks, Zasplat, Blue Zone, Pixabay, Paper Yellow Music, and Dark Fantasy Studios. We are distributed by the Transmissions Podcast Network. Stay up to date with all the latest news and reviews in the world of the Transformers by going to transmissionspodcast.com or searching the Transmissions wherever you get podcasts. You can communicate with the heroes of Cybertron by joining us on the Transmissions Discord channel. There you can discuss episodes, talk to the cast, and download the rule set used in Empire of Rust. Teletran 1, signing off.